If you're in e-commerce and you're retaining on a monthly active basis, like 20, 30% of your users, you're probably going to do pretty well. If you're in social media and your first batch of people signing up to your product are not like 80% retained, you're not going to have a massive social media site. And so it really depends on the vertical you're in, what the retention rates are. What you need to do is have the tools to think about who out there is comparable and how you can look at it and say, am I anywhere close to what real success looks like in this vertical? So retention is the single most important thing for growth. And retention comes from having a great idea and a great product to back up that idea and great product market fit. The way we look at whether a product has great retention or not is whether or not the users who install it actually stay on it long term when you normalize on a cohort basis. And I think that's a really good methodology for looking at your product and saying, okay, the first 100, the first 1,000, the first 10,000 people I get on this, will they be retained in the long run? So now how do you attack operating for growth? Let's say you have awesome product market fit. You have built an e-commerce site and you have 60% of people coming back every single month and making a purchase from you, which would be absolutely fantastic. How do you then take that and say, now it's time to scale? Now it's time to execute was the last thing in your thought, right? And that's where I think growth teams come in. Like my contrarian viewpoint or whatever is if you're a startup, you shouldn't have a growth team.